Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Sharif Atkins, actor on White Collar, formerly of ER and a variety of other shows. Here I am.
All right, man. So, Sharif, man, how you been, man?
Oh, I've been good, man. I've been good.
All right, man, how's life treating you, man?
Life's treating you well, man. The show is going great. White Collar is doing excellently. The darling of the USA Network, and everybody's excited about it. We're riding that train.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the transition like coming from ER to White Collar?
Well, it's been some time since I was actually on ER. It's been some years, even though they showed enough in syndication that one might think that
right.
I was just on it a couple of years ago. It's been some time, so there really wasn't a transition from ER to White Collar. I do have to say the White Collar is a great show, great cast. It's a lot of fun being on set with those guys. Really tight crew. I've heard from a lot of different people that in terms of the crew, it's one of the best here in New York. So it's a privilege to be able to work with them.
Now, I want to take it back for a minute. As far as your acting goes, who were some of your influences?
Some of my influences. Well, you know, I like great film and great acting. I think, you know, that's the impetus for what I do. It's just, there's something about it that just grabs me, brother. You know, seeing Jeffrey Wright on screen put it down, or seeing Denzel on screen put it down, it's the thing that has inspired me. I think that if I were to point to anyone, probably Denzel, watching him do his thing also for so many years has been the thing that has inspired me the most. I mean, I got my start, it was about my junior year in high school. I went to a summer theater program at Northwestern and went there for acting, and it was there that I really got the bug. And ever since then, man, it's been a, I've had a one-track mind as it concerns to what I wanted to do with my life. So,
now, your major, you went to Northeastern University?
Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois.
Okay. Now, you majored in, like, I think, theater and speeches, correct? Something to that extent.
Say it again.
What did you major in? Theater.
Yeah, I majored in theater. Went to the School of Speech there.
Okay. Did they have any fraternities or anything like that that you joined, or did you join any?
I did. I actually ended up, everybody was surprised when I did, but I ended up joining the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity.
Okay. Are you still a member to this day?
I'm actually not. It's sort of a complicated history. I'm not, but, you know, it's one of those things, once you have the experience, ain't nothing can take that away, so.
Okay, that's understandable. So besides White Collar, man, what else you got going on, man? And don't tell me, man, I'm out to see you on Dancing with the Stars, man.
I'm actually slated for the 2011 season.
Okay.
Not to be on that show, actually. That's pretty prophetic of you. That's exactly what. No, I'm not slated to do that at this point in time. I'm just work. White Collar has been my focus.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into some indie projects in terms of testing some waters. There's a lot of great stuff out there, man. And it's just one of those things that you want to be selective, but you also want to partake all at the same time.
This whole on White Collar that you're playing, let's talk about the show for a minute. What's your character in there? What's your character about? And first, before that, how did you land this role on White Collar? How did this role come about?
The role came about, had a great conversation with the creator of the show, Jeff Easton, who I had worked with previously on a show called Hawaii. And we just talked about the type of character he might need for this particular part. I play a character called FBI Agent Jones, and he's the right-hand man to Agent Peter Burke, played by Tim DeKay. And because essentially the story, the show is about a con man, Matt Bomer, played by Matt Bomer, who essentially helps the FBI catch white-collar criminals. So they have a great buddy relationship. It's a lot of fun watching them. It's funny. It's witty. It's quick. And I'm one of the team that helps take the criminals down.
Okay. Now, if you wasn't doing acting, do you actually think you could do that a career job as an FBI agent? Life, do you think you actually can handle that job?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, you know, growing up, I thought, you know, at a certain point, I either want to be an FBI agent or a police officer, because at that point, you kind of have a bit of an inside track. So you know how certain things work that most lay people don't, you know. So I think I'd be pretty decent at what it is. You know, I mean, I guess typically when people think of FBI, they think of the Secret Service and they think of the earpiece in the ear and all of that.
Right.
As I have found out, being an FBI agent is a wide spectrum of jobs within the agency that exist. So, So it'd be interesting. I definitely think I could pull it off, though.
Okay. Are you proud of all your accomplishments? I know you came a long way. You've done tons of projects. Are you proud of all your accomplishments?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You have to be. I mean, if you're putting together a body of work, which you hope will span a lifetime. So I am, and I've seen the growth process, the trajectory of experience, and it's been good, man. It's been good.
What advice would you give to up and coming actors?
Put them horse blinders on the right side and the left side. Stay focused. Keep that goal ahead of you, and keep pushing.
Now, how do you manage to keep yourself consistent and, I mean, stay away from, as they say, the dark side of the industry?
That's just not my personality,
mm-hmm.
per se. I'm not perfect, but I'm supposing you're talking about the dark side of the industry. I guess you're talking about the, the TMZ situations and all of the salacious, scandalous, yada 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 that goes on in Hollywood. First of all, I mean, you got to put yourself in that environment. You know what I mean? Listen, there's a lot of great people in that environment, not in that environment, in this business. And, everybody has their own journey. Everybody, makes their own fun or what have you. But I guess never say never, but I don't think you'd ever see me in some of the situations that, have been blown up and sometimes out of proportion, with my fellow actors.
Right.
But you never know. You never know.
Well, man, no, you seem like a good dude, man. I've never met you, but you seem like a good dude for me on TV, but,
That's all a persona, brother. That's all a persona. Don't believe it.
when you're not working, man, what do you do on, your free time, man?
A little bit of everything, man. I'm one of those cats that likes to try a lot of different things. Gotta get your workout on.
Right.
Gotta stay in shape. You gotta do things to make sure your craft stays on point.
Right.
And though I'm not always consistent with those things, I try to keep them up. I've come to realize that I like a little bit of swing dancing. It's a slight different from just the club, going to the club and getting your dance on and loving the music, it's a little spin on that, no pun intended. A lot of different things, man. I've done a lot of different things. I mean, I'm trying to plan a trip to a trapeze school, so it's, you're liable to find me doing anything on the weekend when I'm not working.
is there an album? Can we expect an album from Sharif, man? Every actor's coming and they're doing music now, man. So can we expect one from you, man?
What, say again?
I said, we got actors that's coming out and doing music now. So can we expect an album from you pretty soon?
You know what, man? I will admit to being musically inclined and having a creative interest in, music. I write a little bit. I write poetry. I've been known to write a verse or two. We'll see whether or not any of that gets, sees the light of day. It might just be for my own amusement. It may be go to a couple of poetry readings or what have you, and just exercise my, my creativity. But I think sometimes, listen, quality is quality, And I think sometimes, you know, folks come down a little hard on those attempting to make a transfer from one field to another in the entertainment industry. You know, I think where it gets a bad name is when the quality isn't necessarily there yet, and yet and still they're being pushed. So then it's obvious as it's a put butts in the seat type of situation. But, hey, we're in show business. So it is what it is, what it is. What it is, what it is. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Wow. Oh, man, this is tough business, man. It's tough for myself, man. And, you know, but I roll with the punches every day. But let me know if you definitely want to take it serious, man. You know, I can give Clive Davis a call, man, and we can see what we can do with that, man.
Yeah, okay, cool, man. Cool. Will do, will do. I hit you up, let you know.
I'll let my listeners know, man, what days and times does White Collar come on?
Ooh, it's coming on this summer. It hasn't yet.
Oh, man.
It hasn't yet begun to air its second season, and I want to say it's in July. Oof. It's on USA Network. Y'all looking at TV Guide? Looking at TV Guide, but brother? I'm not quite sure, quite frankly. Matter of fact, June 13th or July 13th? It's one of. Well, the 13th. Look, check for it on June 13th. So then that way, if I'm wrong, at least you won't have missed the whole month of the show.
Right.
But yeah, it's coming on this summer, coming on very soon. So definitely look for it.
Mm-hmm. I asked you, man. Any other well known cast in part of this show that we're familiar with?
Say again.
Who else is in this project? Who else is a part of this show? Is there any well-known cast members?
Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, they've all been in the business for a while, and they've all done great work. Matt Bomer, the lead of the show, you look him up, his, you know, credits, you know, go on for days. Tim Decay, credits go on for days. Marsha Thomason, you know, credits go on for days. Willie Garson of Sex and the City fan. Credits go on for days. You know, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, credits go on for days. So they all, in their own right, have amassed a pretty cool body of work. And people are now getting familiar with them again in these particular roles. And it's like I said, it's a fun show. It's smart. And thus far, you know, a wide spectrum of people have been interested in watching it. You know, the demographic is huge. So,
okay. All right, man. I'm not gonna keep you too long, man. I know you got other things you need to be doing, man. But I'm gonna ask a favor for you, man. I'm having my second anniversary in New York, man. So I'll definitely ask you to come out, man, if you can. If you're in town, I definitely for you to come through, man.
Wait, say it again?
I'm having my second anniversary this August, so if you're in town, man, I would love for you to come through, man.
Okay, okay. Well, yes, you know, send that information to my folks.
Yeah, I'll definitely invite you, man. You're more welcome to come through, man.
Yeah.
We get your give you a shout out. Anybody you want to shout out, man?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my family, my friends. Give a shout-out to Flat Dog. And, yeah, man, it's life is good, man. Life is good. You got to stay focused, and that focus will, you know, help you reap the benefits of that which you've invested. So just keep pushing.
No doubt, man.
Everybody, just keep pushing.
You got any websites you want to give out? I'm pretty sure you are into the Facebook, the Twitters, man. Are you into that?
Well, say that again.
Are you into the Facebooks and the Twitters?
Yeah. I have a Facebook page, and I don't have a Twitter account yet. But you know, I've heard that's yet another way to go to interact with folks. So.
Right. You want to give that page out, or you want to keep it a secret?
Yeah, you know, just look my name up. Look my name up. I'm there. I'm not hiding.
All right, Sharif, man. Great to have friendly you and you, man. Thanks a lot, man. And you're more than welcome to comment about the show anytime, man. Don't be your last visit, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Good luck with everything, man.
All right, definitely. You too, man. Have a great summer, brother. Hopefully, I see you in August.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm definitely gonna get in touch with you, man. So you can come through, man.
All right.
All right, man. You be blessed.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Let me shout out Sharif Atkins from hit show White Collar. You know, he was on also ER for a number of years. Make sure you check him out. Look his name up online, Google or Yahoo, and check him out. Check your local listings for the airing of White Collar. It's going to be, I believe, on the USA Network. I'm going to jump into a few more tracks and be right back. Going to kick things off with Monica with Everything.
Boy, if you stop hurting, better let bygones be bygones. Slide left, slide right, that's just my now. Why let me find out?
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
Outdo with Indo. Drop the keys out the window. We got the molly with my yardies, we partying. Cause after the party, it's the after partying.
Gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life.